Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 187 of Five Song Set. Sometimes when I put an episode together, I have a plan. Often, though, I just gather permission to play songs, and when it's time to put a podcast together, I listen to a bunch to see which ones sound good together and come up with a theme from there. Even though I went into this episode with no specific plan, the songs all ended up touching on challenges, changes, and what all that means. I hope you enjoy them. First up, we're going to hear Carnaval en Les Calles by Bruce Sammy from Medellin, Colombia. When I heard from the group, they said, "This song was made during a social uprising that occurred a little over 2 years ago in the country, which triggered massive demonstrations where many people took to the streets to march for our rights. About us, I can tell you that Bruces Amis was formed in 1999. This year we are celebrating 25 years of our career, and we will release a new album called Antes del Olvido as part of our anniversary celebration. I don't see the album posted yet, so keep your eyes on their social media. You can find links in the show notes. Here is Carnaval en Les Calles by Bruce Sammy.
Yes, people. Para nuestras penas, en carnaval se juntan verbenas por nuestras vidas y por las ajenas, en las calles que son nuestras venas. La manada aúlla, así que todos hagan bulla. Hey. Sé que a algunos les molesta, pero nadie calla al pueblo que despierta.
En las calles un carnaval, no nos disparen, no hemos hecho ningún mal. En las calles un carnaval. Es un carnaval.
El pueblo ya no quiere martirio. timba que tumba la tomba, marimba derrumba la bomba y digan.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Well, they're telling me now I gotta stay inside. I hope I don't freak out, freaking lose my mind. Oh, where's the good news? Somebody show me a sign. I didn't think my couch would be my 9 to 5. Well, they say stay away from bars and stadiums. School's out for summer. Good luck with your craniums. Hey, take a look, it's a brand new show. We got a stand-up comedian in the White House. So, pandemic pandemonium, no ticket to ride. You got plenty of room, just gotta sanitize. Gonna get pretty messy before it's said and done. Don't worry, America's still number one. Pandemic pandemonium, just take a seat. 6 feet over there or 6 feet underneath. You can't change the channel cause it's all the same thing. From sea to shining sea. Well, they're telling me now, here comes a check. Spend it all cause you gotta help the 1%. Service people, just deliver and you'll be okay. If you have no income, well, you better pray. Think I might have a cough, cold or flu. Well, you're not dying yet, so back home for you. Coronial's coming, a new baby boom. Let's all thank the good Lord for Zoom. Got a hall of mirrors where you can meditate. There's a YouTube playground always open late. Oh, pardon me, oh, some fake news, funnel cake. Yes, sir. I see an art car coming. If you'd like, try to escape. Pandemonium one more time. If you wanna find some toilet paper, get in line. It's gonna get pretty messy before it's said and done. Don't worry, America's still number one. Pandemic pandemonium, yeah, here we go. And whether we'll stop, well, nobody knows. You can't change the channel cause it's all the same thing. From sea to shining sea. No, you can't change the dial cause it's all the same thing. From sea to shining sea.
We just heard Pandemic Pandemonium by Jacob Acosta. When I heard from Jacob, he said, the song was written during the historic shutdown of the globe during the COVID-19 pandemic. I actually wrote a whole album called Soul Pandemic during the first 9 weeks of this event, starting around mid-March of 2020. Pandemic Pandemonium is about the unhinged state of things in the world and the U.S. during that time. We had a president who didn't want to acknowledge the severity of the pandemic, people stuck in their homes, people losing jobs, students falling behind in their studies and social growth, and in some cases, people were being evicted before the government and state systems paused rents. There was obviously a large number of people dying worldwide, with hospitals overrun. There was a general silly and crazy feeling that most people could relate to when it came to what to do with their time, with references to consumer issues, economic stimulus checks, YouTube rabbit holes, and even Burning Man. I tried to create the visual with the song that you were like a kid trapped in a funhouse at a carnival, and my hope was that this catchy tune would resonate with many people experiencing all of this. I've created a large number of albums and projects over the years. If you'd like to see my catalog of songs from when I started until today, almost all of them are available on this Spotify playlist. I'm going to put the playlist in the show notes for those who want to hear more. I'm also putting a link to Jacob's Bandcamp page since it looks like he has a new album that will be coming out really soon. Up next, we have Pueblo Fantasma by Santi Campos y Herederos. According to his bio, Santi Campos, originally from Segovia in Spain, started playing guitar around the age of 13 and began taking his songwriting seriously after moving to Castellón in 1989. His early music caught the attention of influential figures in the music industry, leading to radio play that helped launch his career. His first significant musical endeavor was the band Mal Consejo, with whom he recorded a mini-LP, two albums, and numerous singles, primarily with Rock Indiana, a label that became a staple in his recording career. During the early 2000s, Campos lived in Madrid, where he released several solo albums and formed the band Amigos Imaginarios. This band marked a prolific period in his career, yielding four LPs and opportunities to perform at various music festivals and as the opening act for established artists. In 2011, he relocated to Barcelona, shifting his musical style and eventually releasing Cojones, his third solo album, in 2016. This album was followed by a tour in Mexico, one of the highlights of his career. In recent years, Campos formed the band Santi Campos y Herederos, with whom he released his favorite album, La Alegría, in 2019, and an EP in 2021. He continues to perform, maintaining a presence in the music scene in Castellón, and occasionally touring in various ensemble formats. About this song, Santi says, the song is about the emigration from little villages to big cities that happened in Spain during the 60s. The lyrics are on the Bandcamp page, so you can check them out there if you're interested in exactly what he's saying. Here is Pueblo Fantasma by Santi Campos y Herederos.
Salieron del pueblo con ganas de cambiar el paisaje, de ver otras caras, no se dieron cuenta hasta años después que los que marcharon ya nunca podrían volver. Salieron deprisa y sin plan, como si se tratara de una zona contaminada. No se percataron hasta años después que lo que dejaron allí iba a desaparecer. Y ahora que pasará si no hay dónde volver, ni nadie que espere, ni un mundo al que pertenecer. Salieron buscando ciudades con calles perdidas, llenas de lugares con noches eternas de poder ser distintos a aquellos que les vieron crecer. Salieron buscando trabajos que no les llenaran de barro las manos. No se dieron cuenta te supieron ver, que seguían siendo esclavos. Y ahora, ¿qué pasará si no hay dónde volver? Ni nadie que espere, ni un mundo al que pertenecer. Y ahora, ¿qué pasará si no hay dónde volver? Ni nadie que espere, ni un mundo al que pertenecer. Salieron buscando la gloria, menospreciando toda su historia. No se percataron de que años después no había hogar al que volver.
Забыл нас на этой земле, на этой земле.
We just heard Zima, which translates as winter, by Dlina Dihania, which is length of breath. A couple of my all-time favorites are by Dlina Dihania, so I'm glad I can share more of their songs with you. When I heard from the group, they said, the band Length of Breath was formed in Moscow in 2009. Since then, the group has recorded and released 3 studio albums and several singles. The music is available on Apple Music and Spotify. In addition to performing, the leader and founder of the band, Avguštin Grishin, travels the world and organizes his own custom tours through Siberia, Baikal, and Altai. He works with children and visits orphanages, and especially for them has created the program Ethnomusic Journey, which introduces young people to amazing musical instruments collected from all around the world. About this song, they say, the song Winter was inspired by the first season of Game of Thrones. It was recorded at Vadim Golutvin's studio on the shores of Lake Seliger, which is about halfway between St. Petersburg and Moscow, where Golutvin also performed the guitar solo and acted as the sound engineer. Golutvin, a prominent Soviet and Russian guitarist, worked with some of the biggest names in Russian music and was known as one of the best instrumentalists in Soviet rock. Now, before we go, 5 song sets recorded under a Creative Commons, Attribution Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the 5 Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you've heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes, and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at 5songset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we have Polar Bear by Lovers Turn to Monsters, who I've played on the show many times before. When I heard from Kyle from the group, he said, Polar Bear was one of the first songs I wrote when I found out my wife was pregnant. I had written it to be on a collaboration album that never saw the light of day. So when I started my tape project, it just fit the bill tonally. It's about worrying about becoming a parent, what they're going to look like, what good qualities you're going to pass on, what bad ones. I can't actually remember the origin of the polar bear theme, but it's definitely related to a toy I kept in my car, which then led me to refer to Lost, the TV show, and also the little polar bear family they used to use to advertise Coca-Cola. Lovers Turn to Monsters has a new live lineup currently, who have played a massive part in molding a new and improved sound. The aim is definitely to release another album with this live lineup, but we'll see what the future holds. I wish them good luck. Here is Polar Bear by Lovers Turn to Monsters. Until next time, this is Felicia, signing off from Lisbon in Portugal. 5 7.